And you're listening to WJFF Jeffersonville, W233AH Monticello, streaming online at WJFFradio.org. This is your community radio station, and we are live from Honesdale right now. I'm Jason Tolman here with John Gordon. John, how you doing?
Hey, Jason, good. It's exciting to be here. These are one of those really great events that we do here at WJFF, doing a live broadcast this afternoon on this late spring, not so summer-like spring afternoon.
And we are, just let the listener know, because we didn't actually say this, this is a bit of a surprise, we're going to carry the Bill Mays Show live. We're here at the Cooperage in Honesdale. Bill Mays is doing his second benefit for us. The last one was about a year and a half ago. Mm-hmm. He's doing summer sketches today. If you're in the area and you're on your way out, there's still time to make it here. There's still tickets available at the door. And if you're not anywhere where you can get here soon enough to hear it, you can just sit right where you are and hear it on the radio here.
It's a great event. It's really, I think, it's a big thrill and big excitement for me to be a part of this thing and to let us do a live broadcast of one of these local shows.
What you're hearing behind us, a little bit of Bill on the piano from his CD Front Row Seat, which is what we hope to be giving you today as a front row seat at his summer sketches. And you're also hearing some of the sound of the people downstairs getting ready. You can hear them milling around down there. I think Bill's going to do two sets. He's got a special guest going to be joining
Hello,
him.
Hello, everyone. Can you hear me?
Sounds like Thane's downstairs. Should we go to him?
Okay, I'm Thane Take it downstairs. Peterson. I'm the host of WJFF's Living Jazz Show. I'm just going to say a couple of brief words, and then I'll introduce our new station manager. But I wanted to take note. I've seen at least two local jazz luminaries in the crowd, and I want to take note of them. Bob Wilson, where's Bob Wilson? Mr. Bob Wilson, one of our local jazz greats. And then the Reverend Bill Carter came all the way from Clark Summit. Reverend Bill is a... Wait, I want to tell you a little bit about him. He's a fine jazz pianist and composer and a friend of Bill's, and he's the guy behind the Presby Bop initiative, taking jazz into the churches all over the country. So where is Reverend Bill?
Right
all right, there he is right here. All right, so I want to introduce Dan. Dan is our new general manager and development director, has been on board since December 1st, and is doing an excellent job of injecting new energy into our organization, but he's also remarkably knowledgeable about jazz, and he's constantly talking about people even I haven't heard of. So, so Dan, we'll introduce Bill Mays, and then we'll get on with the music.
Thank you very much, Thane. Give a round of applause for Thane and Living Jazz. Thane Peterson is a member of our board of trustees at WJFF, and he has quite literally put in a lot of footwork. Pretty much every poster you see on Main Street in Honesdale, he likely put up here. So thank you very much, Thane, for all the work you did putting this day together. It's so great to see all of the faces, to see the energy that we have here, and we're so thrilled to have Bill Mays. As I mentioned, Thane's a member of the Board of Trustees. We have many members of our board here tonight. If you could all raise your hands, you're all wearing the name tags here. Thank you all so much for your service and everything you put into the keeping WJFF. And then, of course, our staff member, Andrea Nero Eddings, our assistant general manager in the back. And up in the studio, you can't see him, but he's in our sister studio here at the Cooperage. Jason Dole, our program director as well. Also, we really need to thank the Cooperage. What an extraordinary place and what an extraordinary partnership they have provided for us here with WJFF. We've got Ryan Jennings, the executive director in the back, and also a member of their board, Pennell Whitney, in the back as well. Thank you very much for creating this extraordinary place for creativity and community activity. The radio station has in its mission to bring together all of the community voices, to bring the diverse voices of Northeastern Pennsylvania, of Sullivan County, and New York State together. And it's my goal to bring even more of those voices together. But you don't really want to hear me. What you really want to hear today is Bill Mays, and I'm proud to bring him to you. He is donating this concert to us as a fundraiser for WJFF. And a number of you have also bought patron tickets for the reception afterwards at Basin and Main. If you make sure that you have your ticket if you've done that. If you want to attend it or you're just hearing about this now, we're happy to sell you a ticket for that as well. Thank you very much for coming. And without any further interruption, ladies and gentlemen, what? Yes? Oh, yes. If you could all turn your cell phones off, I'll do it myself so that you can see how it's done. We press the button on the top if you have the iPhone, and then the thing comes on, and then we do that. And look, the cell phone is off. And now that you have done that, ladies and gentlemen, Bill Mays.
And what you're hearing now is live on the radio from the Cooperage in Honesdale.
Thank you so much. Summer Sketch. That's by Russ Freeman, who was one of the important West Coast jazz pianists in the 50s and 60s, 70s. Russ played with everybody out there that was on the scene, but notably with the Shelly Manne Quintet and Chet Baker's Quartet. And he was a prolific composer, and that's one of his sort of through-composed pieces that I kind of opened up in a free way after stating the theme, Summer Sketches. It's going to be summer in a couple of weeks, so I thought it'd be fun to have a theme of summer. And now is Harry Warren's classic Summer Night.
Thank you.
Thank you. The things we did last summer. I'm going to play for you now something that's very dear to my heart. I loved Benny Carter, his playing and his compositions. And this is a beauty that he wrote and recorded several times. And I did it on my Summer Sketches album. This is Benny Carter's Summer Serenade.
Thank you.
Thank you so much. Benny Carter, Summer Serenade. Before we have an intermission, I want to play something that is not on the program, but we lost a giant of jazz a few weeks ago. His name is Bob Dorough. I'm sure many of you people knew Bob and knew of his work. He was probably best known in the wider world for his music that he wrote, teaching kids about everything from the multiplication tables to how a bill is created in Congress. And much of his music was, of course, written for Sesame Street. So Bob's name was well known to a whole generation of people just from that alone. He was also a wonderful songwriter, singer, pianist. I call him the world's oldest teenager. He passed away in his mid-90s just a few weeks ago. And I want to honor Bob's memory right now. I'm not sure what I'm going to do, but we'll see what happens. This is for Bob.
Okay, this is WJFF Radio 90.5 on the dial and streaming online at wjffradio.org. Live right now from the Cooperage in Holmesdale, Pennsylvania, bringing you a beautiful jazz concert on this spring summer afternoon from the great Bill Mays.
That's right, and you might have heard there we're taking an intermission, so we're only about halfway through the program here, John, and everything that you've heard so far, or whether you just tuned in or you've been listening to us since the top of the hour, it's been live. It's been happening right here just off of Main Street at the Cooperage.
So, and if you happen to be in the neighborhood, you can still catch the second half of this concert, and it's a great one. Come in here and get a ticket.
And joining me here in the studio right now, we've got another familiar voice for you from WJFF. This is Rosie Starr from Farm and Country. Rosie.
Hello, everyone.
You here at the show?
Yes, and it's wonderful. Bill Mays is so talented. The room is just filled with living jazz, as Thane Peterson would say.
Right.
It's really a gift to the station that Bill Mays donated his time and his talent to this. This is a fundraiser, right, Jason, for WJFF?
Yeah, he's doing this to benefit WJFF, and we've kind of got a full room downstairs. A bunch of people have come out for it, so
yes.
Thank you to everybody that's come out, and thank you for listening right now.
And the community, once again, has shown that they've got taste and gratitude for the station.
So like we said, this is WJFF. We're live at the Cooperage here in Honesdale. It sounds like Bill Mays is returning to the stage for the second half of his program. This is Summer Sketches live in Honesdale on WJFF.
Tulelila, Tulelila de May. N'en finiront jamais de faire la fête cœur des jeunes qui s'aiment. Summertime, if you recall, we stopped beside a little flower stall. A bunch of bright forget-me-nots was all I let you buy me. Once upon a summertime, just like today, we laughed the happy afternoon away and stole a kiss in every street cafe. You were sweeter than the blossom on the tree. I was as proud as any girl could be, as if the mayor had offered me the key to Paris. Now another winter time has come and gone. The pigeons feeding in the square have flown. But I remember when the Vespers chime, you loved me once upon a summer time. Thank you. us. Once upon a summertime, if you recall, we stopped beside a little flower stall. A bunch of bright forget-me-nots was all I let you buy me. Once upon a summertime, just like today, we left the happy afternoon away and stole a kiss in every street cafe. You were sweeter than the blossom on the tree. I was as proud as any girl could be, as if the mayor had offered me the key to Paris. Now, another winter time has come and gone. The pigeons feeding in the square have flown. But I remember when the vespers chime, you loved me. Tous les lilas, tous les lilas de mai, n'en finiront jamais de faire la fête de cœur des jeunes qui s'aiment.
Merci. 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 Je m'appelle Judy Curtley. Je suis la femme de Maestro Mays, who asked me to join this celebration of summertime, and I chose this Michel Legrand piece, Once Upon a Summertime. Thank you for allowing me to share.
Thank you, Judy Curtley Mays. Wow, what a fabulous rendition of that. We were in France a few years ago. I was playing some festivals there, and then we had a little vacation where we went chateau hopping in the Loire Valley for a few days. And we were supposed to fly out of De Gaulle, or I guess it was, and we got lost, and I don't speak a word of French. She does, just enough that we found a gendarme, and she went in and hysterically to the police and said, how do we get to the airport? And they helped us out, and her French saved the day. Boy, was that some kind of a trip. Horace Silver was a great band leader and a great pianist and a wonderful composer and arranger. He had it all covered. He also was quite a businessman. He ran his own record label for many years. And, you know, he had a long career in jazz, and a lot of the players that came through his bands went on to have their own bands and to have illustrious careers. And I was friends with Horace, and I was living in L.A. at the time, and he would come out there, and we'd hang out, and he was always very encouraging to me, and I loved him dearly. And I'd like to play one of his tunes now that he wrote, relates to summer. This is his little jazz waltz called Summer in Central Park. Horace Silver. Thank you.
Thank you.
Mays, live at the Cooperage here on WJFF. Let's see if he does one more, maybe. But what you're hearing is happening now live.
Thank you.
There he goes.
Thank you so much. I'll play one 2.5-minute piece. I know we have to get out of here. You've got another event coming. This is Grandpa's Spells by Jelly Roll Morton, 1927.
Amaze everyone. Really, Bill, that was amazing. Thank you so very much for doing that for us, for WJFF. We really, truly appreciate your gift of your time and your talent today. Thank you so much. Thank you all for coming tonight to support this afternoon for supporting WJFF. For those of you who have the patron ticket, the reception is being held at 564 Main Street. That's just out the doors and to the and down to the right. Also, want to let you know that Bill has lots of CDs and his book available for you. For those of you who are interested in that, and that's available over there. Our board member, Kevin McDaniel, and volunteer Valerie Mancy will help you out with that. Thanks again so much for coming out to support WJFF and to experience the wonderful Bill Mays.
All right, you are listening live from Honesdale, Pennsylvania, at the Cooperage to a great afternoon concert by Bill Mays, and we're broadcasting it live right on WJFF in Jeffersonville, New York. Jason Dole is here engineering the whole thing.
That's right, and John Gordon's here helping us host as well. We just heard from Dan Rigney, who's our general manager at WJFF, still on his first year here with us. So
yeah, he's a newbie.
I think it's the first time he got to announce a live concert here at the Cooperage.
But not the last.
Not the last, no. So thank you so much for tuning in. We're going to get back to regular programming. Again, just to let you know what it was that you did hear was Bill Mays performing live here at the Cooperage. And I think we should send a special thanks, of course, to Bill Mays for doing this. Also to Thane Peterson from Living Jazz for help making this happen. And John, I'll say, like you and Thane are two WJFF volunteers who produce your shows out of the studios that are upstairs here at the Cooperage.
Yeah, we do.
And you feel very strongly about having these live performances here
at
the Cooperage.
Oh, God, yes.
That
oh,
we
I
can
see.
Partner and put them on the radio live.
They are the best. And we got to thank the Cooperage for hosting this whole thing.
All right. Well, thanks to the whole crew and Kevin and Ryan, everybody here. Thank you so much. And John, when's the next time you're on the radio?
Well, unless something happens in the meanwhile for emergency, it'll be Thursday evening at 7 o'clock.
Thursday evening, ramble tamble. Yep. And-